CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today I have Rachel McNamara in the booth with us, and she's the co-representative of the Bishop's University Drama Department, the student rep for next year. She's just been elected, and some exciting news going on there. They are going to Scotland, I guess the drama department, and that will be in August 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. And they will be doing the play, and it's translated into English, Feet of the Angels. So welcome, Rachel.
Hi.
So tell us about the play, and tell us about you.
All right. So my name is Rachel. I'm from Gatineau, Ottawa region. I'm in my third year currently at Bishop's University. And then next year is my last year, but before that we have this great opportunity to actually head to Scotland to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which is the largest arts festival in the entire world, so that's really exciting for us here at Bishop's to be heading over there. So the play is called Feet of the Angels. It's been translated from French, Les Pieds des Anges, from playwright Evelyne de la Chenelière. So the play is about this wonderful girl called Marie, which I have the honor of playing with actually my roommate, Jules Gigon, who will be playing Marie 2 as I'm Marie 1. So she's split kind of into two parts of her, and she's trying to deal with actually the death of her brother from when she was younger and writing a thesis about angels and their feet.
Okay, is this based on a true story or...?
Not from my knowledge,
okay.
But there's parts of it that are true, of course, but so, yeah.
Okay, exciting. So how long have you been in drama?
So I've been in drama. I've liked being on stage probably my whole life. Okay. I used to be a bit more in dance, so I used to do lots of ballet when I was in high school, which actually will do a tiny bit of ballet in this show. And then in high school, I went to see a lot of theater, and I really enjoyed it, and then I went back to it for Cégep and university.
Okay, great. Do you plan to be an actress? Is that your goal?
I actually have a lot of kind of goals planned out. I like to do a lot of different things, and so my goal is probably to head to grad school next, in 2 years, into an interdisciplinary MFA, so getting to do a lot of different things, so acting. I'm really into costume design as well. I do some of the tech stuff as well, so lights and backstage and all that, and a little bit of administration and marketing too.
Wow, you've got a lot on your plate.
And just a bit.
Yeah, it's exam time now. There's going to be a preview, I guess, at the Turner Studio Theater on the campus of Bishop's on April 20th at 7:30 today. It's 7:30 p.m. Friday. So that's going to be great too, but again, a lot on your plate because you're doing exams. So tell us about that.
So we're very excited because it's going to be a really interesting day because we're going to have an exam in the morning.
Okay.
And then all the company tonight at 7:30, we're all going to kind of come together and do a staged reading. So we're not quite ready to present the whole show. Mm-hmm. So I have quite a lot of lines, so I'll still be on book. So I'll be reading them. And we're not like 100% for all the tech stuff. So there might be some issues with the lights or the costumes. But that's what's kind of great to see that live and really see, oh, this is actually what happens behind the scenes, like before everything's actually ready. So we'll do our best to put on a great show, but we'll definitely, a lot of us still be reading lines, but doing our best.
Okay, so it's a great treat for the community here to come out and see this, and it's a practice run for you people too.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be great to just get a feel for the audience or moments that really work or moments we still need to work on for sure before we head to Scotland.
Okay, and you'll be taking donations to help with your travel expenses because going over to Scotland is going to be expensive, I would imagine.
Yes, so part of the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh is that anyone can come, but you have to bring your own venue. So some of them gets quite expensive to kind of rent those venues to be able to present, as well as the flights. But we're really excited to accept any donations from anyone and head over there and represent Bishop's and the community as well as Canada.
Okay, that's great. Have you had some fundraisers for the project?
We've had a couple fundraisers, so a lot of bake sales. We actually had a pizza sale on St. Patrick's Day, and raised over $200.
Oh, good for you.
We also had some help from the advancement office in collecting donations, so it's been pretty great.
good. So how did you land the part of the leading role there, Maria?
So it was done through different auditions. Mm-hmm. And I actually got the chance to audition with Jules, who's playing the other part. And I think definitely the chemistry between us helped. I also had the opportunity to have a really great role in the last production, last semester in Concord Floral. So it was great to also kind of keep going on that high of having fun in performances, as well as in Tom Sawyer.
Good. I think we interviewed somebody from Concord Floral too, so that was interesting too. Very exciting, the preview. So the audience gets to see, as you said, a little bit of what goes on, a little bit of all the work you people put into this play.
For sure. So we've been rehearsing since right after Tom Sawyer ended, actually. Mm-hmm. So I think we got 2 days break, and I was like, oh, maybe it's time to get another project. I don't have much to do. And So we started rehearsing right away. So with exam, it's definitely been a challenge, but we're all really excited to show the work we've put in so far, but still some more work to do on our own time over the summer, learning all our lines. Mm-hmm. And in Scotland, we'll have, I think, 1 or 2 days to get ready before we put on the show.
Good. And about how long is the entire play?
The play right now is running around 90 minutes, I believe. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we'll be able to cut it down when we're in Scotland to about 75 minutes. Mm-hmm. Just because over there, we have 2 hours to get in, set up our stuff, do the show, and then get out for the next show.
Really? That's amazing. Okay. Yeah. So lots of lines to learn
lots
for
of lines
you,
to
I guess.
Learn for me, as well as my roommate, so Jules, who's the other part of the same character.
Mm-hmm.
We also have lots of fun. There's actually salsa lessons inside the play, during the play.
Oh my goodness.
So we actually had a salsa prof come in from Sherbrooke to teach us some moves as well.
Okay, that sounds pretty exciting. You have a smile on your face, that's good.
Yeah, it was
really
fun.
With all the pressure.
Yeah. Well, I love dancing, so I actually have to not be super good in the play, so that's a little harder for me, but it's really fun to kind of get dancing with everyone.
Great, and a great opportunity. Are you getting some credits for this?
We are not getting credits for this. It's really kind of just us kind of wanting to do it as an opportunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, who in their 20s gets to go to Scotland and perform internationally?
Exactly.
I don't think a lot of people. So hopefully that'll help with, my grad applications, but definitely future roles as well for a lot of actors in the show.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. And the costumes, I was reading the costumes are going to be done by...
graduating student, Noelle Stengel. I actually was just with her trying on shoes for the show. Mm-hmm. And then so we're still kind of working on some of those. Our costume shop, head of wardrobe, Candace Warner-Herring, is usually kind of the one to help us out. And both myself and Noelle were actually interns in the costume shop this year. So it's a great opportunity for her to design an international show.
Mm-hmm. Do you have lots of changes of costumes during the
play? I believe I have about one or two that are going to be on stage because I never really leave the stage.
Okay.
But mostly we're trying to kind of keep it not too complicated and not too heavy to kind of bring in our suitcases in Scotland.
Okay, great. Anything else you'd like to say about the play or yourself before we go? Or
I mean, I think it's a great show and it's a great opportunity to kind of see what we're going to bring to Scotland. So I really hope if you can make it to come on by and help support us in this project.
Definitely stage reading open to the public, and that happens Friday, April 20th, 7:30 p.m. at the Turner Studio Theater on the campus of Bishop's University, and donations to support the travel expenses are welcome. Thanks very much, Rachel, and all the best.
Thank you.